Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. This month's story is entitled Noodling with Wine. Pasta is one of the best comfort foods, and it works with many wines depending on how it's prepared. In this story, I'm going to give you some advice on that. You'll also find lots of new wine picks, recipes, and information on my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, on my website at nataliemclean.com, and you can sign up for my free newsletter there too. Now sit back and enjoy this month's story. On nights when I'm tired or need comfort, I make spaghetti with tomato sauce and pour myself a glass of Valpolicella. This simple but delicious combination both satisfies my physical hunger and thirst and lifts my spirits. Pasta is an important part of many cuisines. Although we often associate it with Italian cuisine because those dishes are so popular in North America, pasta is integral to German, Chinese, Japanese, and Thai cooking. Like chicken, pasta is a chameleon dish, often a neutral vehicle for the sauce it carries. Therefore, pairing wine with it means considering the preparation. Making pasta itself is fairly basic. Flour, salt, and some kind of fluid, olive oil, eggs, or water, are combined to make dough, which is then cut into noodles, dried, and boiled. The best noodles, delicious and firm, are made from durum semolina, a coarsely ground wheat with high gluten, protein, content. The great thing about pasta is the variety of its shapes and sizes. We wind thin pastas, such as spaghetti, angel hair, vermicelli, and fusilli lunghi, around our forks, snagging tiny morsels of vegetables, seafood, or whatever else is in the sauce. They hold less sauce than tubular pasta, such as penne, cannelloni, manicotti, and elbow macaroni. Therefore, pair them with lighter, crisper wines, such as Italian Pinot Grigio and New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, or berry-ripe reds, such as Italian Barbera, Dolcetto, or Valpolicella. For pastas dressed with olive oil, try a red wine with tangy acidity and bright cherry fruit, such as Pinot Noir from Niagara, Oregon, California, New Zealand, Germany, where it's called Spätburgunder, or Italy, where it's called Pinot Nero. Although we most often associate pasta with tomato sauce, acidity, the key element in tomatoes, can dull the taste of many wines without enough of it. Acidic foods and wines balance on the palate, making them both taste softer, rounder, and richer. Try vibrant whites such as Portuguese Vino Verde or Loire Valley Muscadet. Or for reds, Pinot Noir, Barbaresco, or Sancerre. In fact, I find many Italian wines too acidic to drink alone. They cry out for food that matches their zesty flavors, such as pasta and tomato sauce. The classic Italian red wine is Chianti, with its enticing earthy flavor that comes from the Sangiovese grape grown in the iron-rich soils of Tuscany. But I find that it can taste metallic when paired with tomato sauce, because the sauce strips the wine's flavors and can clash with its tannins. I prefer Chianti paired with mushroom or cheese sauces such as farfalle pasta with shiitake mushrooms or macaroni and cheese. Those crisp whites that I mentioned earlier also work with cheese dishes, cutting through their richness. Keep them in mind when you make a dish that's generously sprinkled with Parmesan. They also work with wider pastas, such as Italian tagliatelle, fettuccine, or lasagna, in cream or cheese sauces. Pocket pasta filled with various meats, veggies, cheese, or seafood, such as Italian ravioli and Asian wontons, have richer flavors that go well with Chilean or California Chardonnay and Merlot. By contrast, unfilled dumplings like Italian gnocchi and German Spätzle are more neutral in flavor. They find their mates in German Riesling, French Beaujolais, and Gamay-based reds from other regions. For pasta with spicy sauce, try a generously fruity wine with bright acidity, such as Italian Primitivo or Californian Zinfandel. Robust meat sauces in tubular pastas have more texture and encase larger chunks of meat. They deserve the company of robust Italian reds, such as Barolo, Brunello, Nebbiolo, and hearty blends from Sicily in southern Italy. They also work with spaghetti and meatballs. One of my favorite dishes is rigatoni, made from sausage, broccoli, white cannellini beans, garlic, and olive oil. Its spicy, salty, and earthy flavors pair best with Italian reds, such as Valpolicella, that have ripe fruit flavors and enough acidity to meet the salt and spice in the dish. Pinot Grigio also works since it picks up on the broccoli and bean flavors. Not all red wines work with pasta, though. Avoid those with heavy tannins, which can overpower subtle flavors in dishes such as ragu, a Bolognese sauce made from finely minced beef, chicken liver, unsmoked bacon, onion, celery, wine, and tomato puree. Traditionally, tomatoes weren't even included in this dish. However, some modern recipes call for just a little of the puree. Those subtle, round flavors go best with Valpolicella and Pinot Noir. However, when I have a special bottle, I prefer to work backwards with the matching process, pairing the dish to the wine. If I have a cult Italian wine, such as a Super Tuscan, like Sassicaia, Ornellaia, or Tignanello, or a cult Barolo from Angela Gaia or Pio Cesare, then I choose a rich meat sauce without too much acidity so that the wine's tannins don't clash with it. The most perfect pairing, though, is when I'm drinking a simple, delicious wine with good friends. In my daydreams, that's on a villa terrace overlooking the Mediterranean as the sun warms our shoulders and dances through the wine. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about them. There's more information on the book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, my free newsletter, and a wine and food matching tool, which you might find useful, at nataliemaclean.com. Tune in again next month for another exciting episode. And in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its contents are copyright of Natalie Maclean, 2008.